In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today at 100.7 WHUD, Joe T. Mondello. Welcome, Joe.
Hey, Andy. How you doing?
Doing well. Glad to have you here. We're going to talk about your cool songs in a moment. Where are you living now?
Andy, I live up in Elizabethville, New York. It's like 15 minutes north of Red Hook. It's right on the Dutchess County, Columbia County line.
Oh, sure, sure. Beautiful part of the Hudson Valley. Good.
It is beautiful out here. I call this my outpost. It's a good place to, you know, work on music and play music. And, you know, I don't get a lot of complaints from the
exactly,
neighbors because
yeah.
I have no neighbors.
How did music begin for you?
You know, I've always played guitar and sang a little bit. But as fate would have it, back in 2012, I got divorced, like a lot of people do. And, you know, I found myself in that situation. So I was going through a lot of stuff. So I figured my best bet was to get out there and be around people. I began going to a lot of open mics. So I stumbled into this guy, a really good friend of mine, Carl Allwire.
Terrific guy, great guitar
Fantastic
player.
Fantastic
yeah.
musician. So he runs this open mic at the Shelter in Rhinebeck. So Carl kind of took me under his wing. You know, he began to coach me and help me with my songs. Back then, my songs were like 8 minutes long.
Yeah, but record companies love when you bring them 8-minute songs, don't they?
So he's like, no. Yeah, but I highly recommend that to people that want to get out there. You need a team. You need good people around you, musicians and, you know, people to help you with this stuff. And I began to like run into like great drummers and great bass players.
I've had other people give that advice that even though you kind of write songs in a vacuum in your room, typically, you got to collaborate. Don't be afraid to collaborate.
I usually know within like 30 seconds if I got a dud or not when I'm playing out live. If I can look out in the crowd and I can, if I see them weaving or, you know, if I get their attention, I pretty much know I got a keeper. And then, of course, they give me input afterwards.
So you're a solo artist. Have you ever been in bands as such? I know you play with other people, but have you been in a band before?
Well, in and out of bands. Believe it or not, back in the 90s, I played in a punk band.
Sure.
And that was
Didn't we
hilarious.
All?
Yeah. So, you know, we just got kind of like hack guitars and, you know, we weren't very good, you know, but it was a lot of fun. But that kind of, you know, that was kind of like my springboard, I suppose.
Joe T. Mondello is in the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight at 100.7 WHUD. Music is a full-time job or do you have a day job as well?
I do have a day job, yep. I work in the automotive field.
Which field do you work in?
I work as a technician, a mechanic. Yes, I specialize in Hondas.
Do you want to give a plug to where you're working?
I work at Friendly Honda in Poughkeepsie, New York. Fantastic. They've been very good to me.
Now, I've been seeing you around the Hudson Valley music scene for quite a while, and I didn't know you were such a good songwriter.
Well, thank you, Andy. I don't know what to say to that because I've always like kind of stumbled along, you know, and when people tell me that, I'm amazed because I said, wow, I must be doing something right here.
But, well, all musicians and songwriters stumble along, to use your phrase, because there is really no book on the subject, right?
Yeah, I guess not. You just play from the heart and just, you know, hope people like it. Tell the story. Tell a good story. They'll listen.
Do you ever submit your great songs to recording artists?
Oh, sure. I've sent music out all over the place. And, you know, I've had a little bit of success, but they always want 3-minute songs. A lot of it is just the right place at the right time and meeting the right people, of course.
Well, know. Hiding in Plain View, cool song. Speaking of stories, is it based on a true story?
Oh, sure. Sure. Who couldn't relate to that? You know, missed opportunities in life. And I often wonder if the woman I wrote that about knows that I wrote it about her.
Well, there's one way to find out. Who plays on the song with you?
I have my brother Mike playing bass and guitar, and he's just fantastic. He runs circles around me. And then, as you can hear, my voice is rather abrasive, rather raspy. So I like to incorporate my beautiful sister, Therese. She has this beautiful, sweet, angelic voice.
So it's all about family with you, right?
Yeah, oh, that's so important. Yeah, we all play, we all sing, and we all have a great time. When we get together on the holidays, the barbecues, we always end up playing music. They're there. Every time.
Where is the website where people can find out more about you, Joe T. Mondello, hear some of your songs, and where you're playing and that kind of thing?
Well, my website is joetmondello.com, but I'm starting to get out there again. I have something down in Sherman, Connecticut on the 29th, at the JCC Center. If anybody thinks I might be a good fit for what they might want out there, please contact me. I'm very optimistic that it's going to be a great summer.
We're optimistic for you, Joe. It's called Hiding in Plain View. Good news, it's only 3 minutes and 49 seconds.
Yep.
Wait, good one there, Joe. Yeah. That's perfect. Joe T. Mondello in the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight on 100.7 WHUD. Thanks, Joe, and good luck to you.
And thank you, Andy, and thank you, WHUD. Thank you so much.